America Weekend.
Call Sabatino. We are back. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. And in this segment, over the course of the last couple of years, I've done a lot of segments, a lot of shows on health. And over the course of that, I've noted, and I've gotten many emails and calls, with reference to what we call old wives' tales, or now it's called urban legends, relevant to your health, things that we were taught as children, we were told by our parents, particularly in the I'm now referring to the greatest generation, which were my parents and my grandparents. These were things that you were told that not to do or to do that will make you feel better. And I'm going to read, I'm going to go through six of these. There's many more of them. These are called, we learned basic health don'ts at an early age in our life. We all know that. And there are certain things that we do, don't swallow gum and don't crack your knuckles because it's going to give you arthritis. I'm not even sure if that's correct. But the urban health legend stories have gone viral. So let me mention a couple of them, and let's just see how this sits with you. Yawning is contagious. I've been told many years, and this apparently now has been verified by the University of Maryland Sleep Disorder Center, that this phenomena, in fact, it is true. When people start yawning, it increases, obviously when you yawn, it increases your alertness. You kind of spark up a bit, but it's contagious. And when people see other people yawning, they start to yawn too. So yawning, frankly, is contagious. I find that interesting. How do you get rid of hiccups? Have someone scare you? Well, in fact, that also works. After research done by Dr. Vrierman, what it does is that when you get startled, it changes the triggering mechanism that allows you to step back and you breathe differently. Your reflexes are different. Ergo, your hiccups will stop sooner as opposed to not. And I found that very interesting because I was always told to hold my breath, stand on your head, stick your head in water. God knows the things that they asked me to do when I was a kid. I always had hiccups. And sticking your head in water, frankly, I'm not always sure always worked. A cold shower can shake your urge for sex. Well, apparently that's true. It does. It kind of cools you down. It changes the focus. And though this is rather graphic in terms of their description, the cold causes your blood vessels to narrow, which in turn restricts the flow of blood to all extremities, including, and we know what we're talking about, including. So there you go. A cold shower, gentlemen, really does work. If you feel the urge, particularly my young listeners, jump in a cold shower. That'll get your attention. Eating standing up helps burn off the calories you're consuming. And that I didn't, when I read this, I've been doing that for years. And my mom told me that years ago. She says, when you get older, if you can, just eat as you go. And apparently that's true. Over time, it might give you an advantage, but the bigger problem is that people tend to eat differently when you're standing. You also eat quicker, but you don't eat as much because there's activity going on. You eat less, you eat quicker, and apparently you burn off those calories almost as quickly as you consume them. Kind of interesting. Number five, reading in the dark will hurt your eyes. And for those of us who read in bed, and I'm an avid reader in bed, I have my nightstand piled up with books. And my wife, she's an early to bed person. I enjoy reading before I go to sleep. And I find it to be pleasurable. And I have what you call a reading light. And that reading light helps me because the rest of the room, of course, is dark. But apparently it's not too good for my eyes. The pupils of your eyes open wider in dim light that makes it difficult to focus on fine detail. The verdict is still out, apparently, whether it will affect long-term vision. But since it's easier to read in good light anyway, don't bother finding out if the damage would be permanent. I'm not so sure about that. But for those of us who are vivacious readers, and I happen to be, particularly the books that I like to enjoy for my bedtime reading, and it does help me sleep much better. Make sure that the light you have, according to this article, that you read with is bright, focusing on the pages that you are reading. The rest of the room can be darker, but do not read in dim light. Make sure you have focused bright light on those pages. It'll help your eyes. Eating number six, eating junk food before bed gives you nightmares. Well, frankly, apparently it's true. Because you have higher levels of sugar might alter how the brain functions during sleep. Adding there's no hard data yet showing how this would work is in this particular report. However, it does cause people apparently to dream more. So we see radical dreams or different dreams. We wake up in the morning and someone says, how'd you dream last night? How was your night's sleep? Well, I had some strange dreams. Kind of funky. Well, apparently that is one of the urban legends that work. And, you know, frankly, it's not a good idea to eat anything heavy before you go to bed anyway. But don't live in Europe. Let me tell you something about Europe. They start dinner at 8 o'clock at night. Now, when I was living in Europe, 8, 9 o'clock is when you have your dinner. Because they eat four times a day. They have breakfast, lunch, supper, and dinner. Okay? These little snacks along the way. And dinner is a 9-10-course meal in a restaurant. And I would get out of there at 12 o'clock at night. And the only thing I wanted to do was go to sleep. And I can tell you, after a bottle of wine and eating at some of these extraordinary restaurants in Europe, and they are extraordinary, these 9-10-course meals, these little plates of things kept flying by you, I had some of the strangest dreams of my life. with this. And by the way, though they have in Europe, and I was corrected many times, we live a different lifestyle. Television isn't anywhere near as big there as it is here. And this is part of their social gathering. So when they gather, they have places called the Place d'Armes. When I was in Luxembourg, it's called the meeting place. All the restaurant chairs face the center so they can gossip about the people in the square, what they're wearing, and so on and so forth. It's really quite fascinating. Europe is a different scene, but I will tell you this, based on eating junk food before bed gives you nightmares, while in Europe, and until you get used to it, you will have some very strange dreams because you're not going to finish eating until 12 midnight or at least 11 o'clock at the earliest. My observations from the middle of the crowd as I stand with you, I had to give that to you, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a few more thoughts I'd like to share. One of the things we don't do, and it's something that we should do before, and we mentioned this in terms of preparation for going to bed, is that it is not a good idea, and television is really one of the causes of this, to watch the kinds of programs that are exciting or have all sorts of, you know, murder or, shall we say, graphic scenes. They will stay with you. Now, tests have proven that. The idea for a good sleep is to roll into a formula that gets you ready for sleep and gets you ready for bed. And it really does work. Doesn't matter what time you do it. I happen to be, I cannot get to sleep before 10 o'clock. I haven't been able to get to sleep before 10 o'clock since Johnny Carson, for God's sake. I used to watch Johnny Carson even as a kid. But my preparation for bed has gotten much better. I don't work now. I stop work at 7 o'clock if I got something to do. I don't take phone calls after 8 o'clock any longer. And these are things that we can do to make our life a little bit easy. These urban legend things I mentioned earlier are part of them. They're only part of there are little things in here that are good and beneficial for your health, but it's an overall maintenance plan. And getting proper rest, and I'm one of those who did not, and I must tell you, for many, many years, I was sleep deprived and didn't even know it. I always found sleep to be a bore. Unless there was something else happening in the bedroom, sleep was not one of the things on the top of my agenda. I always had too much to do. I have learned since that getting a good night's sleep in proper preparation is far more important than almost anything you do, almost up to including your diet. Smoking, by the way, of course, is a big no-no. Don't overdo anything. Smoking is absolutely out, okay? I don't care how it is. Cigars, pipes, doesn't matter. Don't smoke. But the point I'm trying to make here is that besides these urban legend quotes, it always gets back to your better health. And one of the things that you have to do, my observations from the middle of the crowd for you today, is do get some rest. You need, even if you take a nap, It doesn't matter in the afternoons. Get proper sleep. It will help you function better, help you deal with your problems better. That rest that you need. And it's taken me far too long in my life to figure this one out. My mother, she's looking at me from above saying, I told you so. God bless you, Mom. She was right. Get your rest. Get your proper rest. Pay attention to what your doctor says, and when he or she says it, do it. Carl Sabatino, my observations from the middle of the crowd once again as I stand right with you, and we're moving off and moving on. Please stay with us. This is Smith Sabatino. This is America Weekend. You listen to us on the Envision Radio Network. Stay tuned. More good things coming your way. We're back.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
An 8-time All-Star and 3-time Cy Young winner, this colorful right-hander recorded the second-best winning percentage in history and struck out over 3,000 hitters in 18 seasons.
Pedro Martinez with 17 strikeouts. You talk about domination.
So where is Pedro Martinez now? Pedro returned to the Red Sox in 2013 as a special assistant to the general manager. He also gets back on the mound as a special instructor during spring training. Pedro hit a lot of batters during his career, and he recently admitted that 90% of the time it was on purpose. Plus, who could forget this confrontation?
Don Zimmer, a 72-year-old man, went into Pedro Martinez's face, and Pedro Martinez threw him down.
That's terrible. That was absolutely awful.
Rough moment for Pedro in an otherwise great career. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to Daytona Bike Week on American Biker Minutes.
Who's this?
Gilda, Tallahassee, coming to Bike Week, and I've seen a lot of good changes and a lot of bad changes.
Daytona has bikes. Today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Daytona now and then.
The good one is there's so many people here now. The bad one is there's so many people here now.
Missing bike.
I used to see it every year, built like a dragon. Fire would come out. Last time I seen it, it was on the back of a tow truck because the cops said no more. They used to walk around with a stick and stick it up your pipes because you had to have baffles in. Maybe 2 miles over the speed limit, they'd stop you for speed. No, they don't do that anymore. A lot of people quit coming because they were real rough at one time. Pretty easy going now. Everyone seems to get along.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.